Over the past 2 years, it's been encouraging to see the support for a new binding global agreement becoming increasingly apparent, not just from countries, regions, and CSOs, but also the business community who see the added value in a global agreement. The severity of this issue is worsening in direct accordance with our understanding of it. When we consider other environmental issues, such as climate change and biodiversity decline, among many others, that have a deteriorating environmental trend, negative transboundary impacts, and international problem drivers, we see that a binding instrument is consistently applied. A safe circular economy for plastics requires harmonization and a level playing field across the global marketplace and necessitates the complicity of a broad range of stakeholders. A patchwork of voluntary commitments by a select few multinationals or countries is therefore no substitute for a dedicated global instrument. We believe there is clear convergence on the need for an adaptive framework that coordinates global and regional action while catalyzing national efforts, one that is responsive to science as well as regional and national circumstances, with mechanisms and structures in place to operationalize and institutionalize commitments. To that end, voluntary options, while representing useful stepping stones, require further elaboration of essential elements, obligations, and commitments in order to augment and effectively implement them, while ensuring explicit focus on upstream action.